patient is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y-D-I-L-E-S. Subject is the patient comes in complaining of follow-up on the back pain. The back pain, unfortunately, epidurals are about to be able, she says they're not effective yet. They were going to send her to neurosurgery, and I think they probably still are. And so I did get MRI reports, which showed L4 to L5 had moderate spinal stenosis and small disc bulges at other levels. MRI of the C-spine shows degenerative changes in the cervical spine with small disc bulges. Unfortunately, there where the pain is not severe for her, nor is there radiation at the present time down the arms. There is not one focal spot. The patient does have some low side sciatica with, however, with the Ellis back pain and low back pain that is more severe in general. Patients all have control about her bowel. Patients don't have sal anesthesia. Objective vitals are when they're ready, pulsating nitric trinity, one, the cardiovascular chart rhythm is very clear, auscultation pass after the benign exam. My assessment then is hernia disc disease, Ellis back. Oh, back before the assessment, let's add the Shirley test is negative bilaterally, favored fader negative, and creatures like to paper perception in the lower extremities with the normal limits bilaterally. My assessment now is hernia disc disease, Ellis back plan. We'll send the patient to Dr. Spence, neurosurgeon, and I think Dr. Beale's office is working on that as well.